Chapter 5, The Lake. At the edge of the lake, there was a large rock called Maruna's Rock. It was called Maruna's Rock because evil captains put sailors on it and leave them there to drown. They drown when the tide rises, for then the rock is covered with water. One day, the Lost Boys, Peter and Wendy, were resting on the rock after swimming in the lake. Peter suddenly jumped up. He stood without moving, listening. He heard a boat coming through the water.
"Pirates!" he cried. "Dive!"
They dove into the water to hide. The boat came nearer. There were three figures in it, two pirates named Smee and Starkey, and Tiger Lily, the Indian princess. Her hands and ankles were tied.
"Here's the rock," cried Smee. "Now we have to put the Indian onto it and leave her there to drown."
Quite near the rock, two heads were going up and down in the water, Peter's and Wendy's. Wendy was crying, for it was the first tragedy she had ever seen. Peter had seen many tragedies, but he felt less sorry than Wendy for Tiger Lily. It was the fact that there were two against one that made him angry, and he decided to save her. An easy way would have been to wait until the pirates had gone, but Peter never chose the easy way. Peter was able to do almost everything, and now he imitated the voice of Hook.
"Ahoy there!" he called.
It was an excellent imitation.
"The captain!"
said the pirates, staring at each other in surprise.
"He must be swimming out to us,"
Starkey said.
"We are putting the Indian on the rock,"
Smee shouted.
"Set her free,"
came the surprising answer.
"Free?" "Yes, cut her ropes and let her go."
"But, captain..."
"At once, do you hear?"
cried Peter.
"Or I'll stab my hook into you."
"This is strange," Smee said.
"We'd better do what the captain orders,"
said Starkey nervously.
"Aye, aye,"
Smee said, and he cut Tiger Lily's ropes. At once, like a fish, she slid between his legs into the water. Of course, Wendy was very impressed by Peter's cleverness, but a moment later her happiness was replaced by shock when
"Ahoy there!"
rang over the lake in Hook's voice, and this time it was not Peter who had spoken. Peter's face showed great surprise. Now Wendy understood. The real Hook was also in the water. In the light of the pirate's lantern, Wendy saw his hook grip the boat's side, and she saw his evil face as he rose from the water. Shaking with fear, she wanted to swim away, but Peter refused to move. He was very excited. When Hook reached them, he sat down with his head resting on his hook in a position of deep sadness.
"Captain, is all well?"
they asked, timidly. He answered with a moan.
"What's wrong, Captain?"
Hook sighed.
"Those boys have found a mother," he said.
Though still frightened, Wendy felt proud when she heard this.
"Oh, evil day!" cried Starkey.
"Captain," said Smee,
"couldn't we kidnap these boys' mother and make her our own mother?" "That's an excellent idea," cried Hook,
and at once it began to take shape in his clever mind.
"We will catch the children and carry them to the boat, where we'll make the boys walk the plank, and Wendy will be our mother."
"Never!" Wendy cried.
"What was that?"
But they could see nothing. They thought it was a leaf in the wind.
"Do you agree, my friends?"
asked Hook. The pirates promised to help him in his plan. By this time they were on the rock, and suddenly Hook remembered Tiger Lily.
"Where is the Indian?" he demanded.
"It's all right, Captain," Smee answered.
"We let her go."
"Let her go?" cried Hook.
"It was your own orders," the pirates answered. Hook's face turned black with anger. But he saw that the two pirates believed their words, and he was surprised. "Boys," he said, shaking a little, "I gave no such order."
"That's very strange," Smee said, and they looked around nervously.
"Spirit that haunts this dark lake tonight," Hook cried. "Do you hear me?"
Of course, Peter should have kept quiet, but, of course, he did not. He immediately answered in Hook's voice,
"I hear you."
Smee and Starkey held each other in fear.
"Who are you, stranger? Speak,"
Hook demanded.
"I am James Hook," replied the voice, "captain of the Jolly Roger."
You are not, Hook replied.
"Say that again,"
the voice shouted, "and I'll attack you with my hook." Hook tried a gentler manner.
"If you are a Hook," he said, "tell me, who am I?"
"A codfish," replied the voice. "Only a codfish."
"A codfish?" Hook echoed.
"Have we been captained all this time by a codfish?" the pirates asked themselves. Hook decided to try the guessing game.
"Hook," he called, "do you have another voice?"
Peter could never resist a game, and he answered happily in his own voice,
"I do." "And another name?"
"Aye, aye."
"Vegetable?"
asked Hook.
"Nope."
"Mineral?"
"Nope."
"Animal?"
"Yes."
"Man?"
"No."
This answer rang out angrily.
"Boy?"
"Yes."
"Ordinary boy?"
"No."
"Wonderful boy?"
"Yes."
Hook was completely confused.
"You ask him some questions," he said to the others.
Smee thought for a while.
"I can't think of a thing," he said, embarrassed.
Can't guess,
Peter shouted happily. "Do you give up?" Of course, because of his pride, he was carrying the game too far, and the evil pirates saw their chance.
Yes,
they answered.
"Well then," he cried, "I am Peter Pan."
"Pan?
No, we have him," Hook shouted. "Into the water, take him dead or alive."
At the same time came the joyful voice of Peter.
"Are you ready, boys?"
"Aye, aye,"
came from various parts of the lake.
"Then let's go."
The fight was short. Here and there, heads went up and down in the water, swords flashed, and there were shouts and cries. Where was Peter? He was looking for his greatest enemy, Hook. They didn't meet in the water. Hook rose to the rock to breathe, and at the same moment Peter climbed on it the other side, not knowing that Hook was also on the rock. Suddenly, they were face to face. Peter grabbed a knife from Hook's belt and was about to attack him with it when he saw that he was higher up on the rock than him. It would not have been a fair fight, so he gave the pirate a hand to help him up. But suddenly, Hook cut Peter's hand with his iron claw. Not the pain of this, but his unfairness was what shocked Peter. He could only stare, horrified. A few minutes later, the other boys saw Hook in the water, swimming towards the ship. There was no joy on his evil face now, for the crocodile was following him. The Lost Boys had lost both Peter and Wendy and searched the lake for them, calling their names. They found the pirate's boat and went home in it, shouting,
"Peter! Wendy!"
as they went, but no answer came. After they were gone, the lake was silent. Then there was a weak cry.
"Help! Help!"
Peter and Wendy were lying on the rock. Peter saw that the water was rising. He knew that they would soon drown. "We are on the rock, Wendy," he said. "But it is growing smaller. Soon the water will be over it." She did not understand.
"We must go," she said.
"Yes," he
answered faintly.